Senate GOP staff hold meetings with DACA illegal aliens lobbying for amnesty. By John Binder on November 18, 2022. A handful of Senate Republicans reportedly started talks with illegal aliens enrolled in and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program as House and Senate Democrats, along with corporate special interest allies, hope to pass an amnesty in the lame duck Congress. Update: Politico inaccurately reported that Senators John Cornyn, RTX, Mike Lee, RUT, Mike Rounds, RSD, and Pat Toomey, RPA, themselves, each held meetings with DACA illegal aliens last week to discuss amnesty. Spokespeople for Senators Lee, Rounds, and Toomey have since clarified to Breitbart News that while such meetings occurred, they were with Senate staff only and not the senators themselves. Cornyn's office told Breitbart News that staff had communications with DACA-related groups via email but that the senator, himself, had not met with them in person. Cornyn's office pointed Breitbart News to a recent statement where the Texas Republican told Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, that he does not see a path forward for a DACA amnesty in the lame duck Congress. Given the fact that the border is on fire and the American people are irate and entirely justified in being irate by this self-inflicted border crisis due to the inaction of the Biden administration, I just don't see a path forward, Cornyn said last week. The headline of this story has been changed accordingly. Original story continues below. This week, DACA illegal aliens and open borders activists descended on Washington, D.C. in their efforts to lobby 10 Senate Republicans to join Democrats in passing an amnesty before the GOP takes control of the House that would secure them green cards and, eventually, naturalized American citizenship. According to Politico, Senators John Cornyn, RTX, Mike Lee, RUT, Mike Rounds, RSD, and Pat Toomey, RPA, held meetings with DACA illegal aliens to discuss potential amnesty plans. Politico reported. Around 300 DACA recipients, Dreamers and immigrant advocates are descending on Washington this week to kick off their lame duck push for action on immigration. They're flying in from all over the country, New York, Texas, Nevada, California, Florida, you name it. Emphasis added. Immigrant advocacy groups are calling the campaign the Week of Action, in which hundreds of meetings will take place with lobbyists, business and faith leaders, White House officials and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. To name a few, groups have scored meetings with key Democrats like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senators Dick Durbin of Illinois, Bob Menendez of New Jersey, Alex Padilla of California and Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada. But they're also starting talks with Republican Senators John Cornyn of Texas, Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Mike Lee of Utah and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Emphasis added. A DACA amnesty is a critical agenda item of corporate special interests that want to see a constant stream of cheaper foreign workers to hire over recruiting the millions of Americans sitting on the sidelines of the United States labor market. Cornyn, Lee, Rounds, and Toomey, over the last four election cycles, have raked in tens of thousands of dollars in donations from corporate political action committees, POCs, representing multinational corporations, tech conglomerates, and big banks that lobby nearly annually for amnesty. During a press conference this week, as Breitbart News reported, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, urged 10 Senate Republicans to join Senate Democrats in passing the DREAM Act, which would give amnesty to at least 3.3 million DACA illegal aliens. Schumer, though, revealed the ultimate goal for Democrats is an amnesty for all 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens living across the U.S., paid for by American taxpayers. We have a population that is not reproducing on its own at the same level that it used to, Schumer said. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them. Likewise, in a separate press conference, Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, urged Cornyn and Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, to back an amnesty for DACA illegal aliens, suggesting such a plan is imperative in the lame duck Congress as House Republicans would likely block such a measure next year. Indeed, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, vying to be Speaker in the new Congress, has repeatedly said that he will not consider any plans providing amnesty to illegal aliens. As Breitbart News reported in 2017, the amnesty would open a surge of chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S., ranging from 10 million to 19 million foreign nationals. Such an amnesty would cost American taxpayers at least $115 billion by opening Obamacare rolls to newly legalized illegal aliens, while the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has previously noted that about 1 in 5 DACA illegal aliens, after an amnesty, would end up on food stamps, and at least 1 in 7 would go on Medicaid. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.